Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority, on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan, here at the American Network, and our guest this morning is Porter Davis, and we're going to be talking about an organization newly formed called Lawyers for Ron Paul. Now, most people feel that Romney is a shoo-in for the Republican nomination for the presidency, and that may well be true. But why is it, and is it legitimate? And are there people who want us to have a choice between Socialist Party A and Socialist Party B in November? That really the Republican Party is globalist, Democrat Party is globalist, Republicans favor the wars over the Middle East, and the Democrats favor that. Republicans are in favor of big government and the welfare programs, so are the Democrats. And you're going to have your choice in November. Which one of the candidates do you want to pick? Well, there are a group of people who are very upset about the fact that our electoral system has been compromised, and they've certainly don't feel that the campaign, the Ron Paul campaign, is doing anything effective. In fact, there are some members of the executive committee that even suspect that the Ron Paul political campaign was infiltrated by people to neutralize it. And, of course, they believe that the selection of delegates by the state caucuses has been compromised by the Republican National Committee that doesn't want any dissent, just wants us to go right along with the idea that, after all, once the elections are held, why we have to go along with them? Because, after all, it was done democratically. Well, with us this morning is Porter Davis, a member of the executive committee of the Lawyers for Ron Paul. Porter, bring us up to date with what is happening with your organization, why it was formed, and why what it is doing is so vitally important to the very survival of Western civilization.
Glad to be with you again. The Lawyers for Ron Paul were formed first to handle legal issues dealing with election fraud, with respect to the campaign that we have seen throughout the fall and throughout every caucus and precinct meeting we've had. And as a result, the legal team for Lawyers for Ron Paul, using Richard Gilbert as our lead attorney, filed a lawsuit in the Ninth Circuit Court on June the 11th, listing numerous instances of election fraud and asking the judge basically a very simple question. The simple question is, should the judge follow federal law, which governs presidential elections, or should we follow federal law, which govern presidential elections, or should we follow Republican Party rules and state statutes that try to govern the way we vote? Because we have a constitutional right to vote our conscience, and that has been infringed by vote fraud and election fraud continually throughout this campaign. And so we're asking a simple question on that, Judge. Should we follow the federal law, which clearly says we have a right to vote our conscience, or should we follow the state laws? And we expect to, right now we have over 300 plaintiffs on that, and we're going for many, many more. In fact, that's a major goal why we're going public right now so much, is because we need anybody who, particularly who is a delegate to the national convention, to join this lawsuit. And if you only got as far as a delegate to your state, county, or district convention, we still want to have you sign up as a plaintiff. We need all of the instances of election fraud we can get. But particularly we need these delegates, because what we're seeking is an injunction from the federal judge to unbind all delegates. And if we get all delegates unbound, which they really are in law, but we want a federal injunction, because many, many delegates have had to sign under penalties of perjury that they'll vote for Mitt Romney, that they'll support this rule or that rule. We want the judge to say, no, they are clearly unbound because of federal law. And so we really need to get that. We have another week or two to get the plaintiffs in on this case, and we expect that the judge, who is a stickler for the rule of law, he's an ex-Marine and a no-nonsense type judge, we think he'll rule in our favor. And when that happens, Stan, we won't have a coronation, which it was 4 years ago for John McCain, and what they want this year is a coronation with a fake show of unity for Mitt Romney. But what we will have is not even a brokered convention where people are swapping delegates. And that's what the Ron Paul campaign leadership is trying to do, is to control their delegates. Rather, what we will have is an open convention, and that means that every single delegate will know and be able to vote their conscience. And that will be the day that Romney's delegates will start being stripped from him. The first ones to be stripped will be those who were for other people besides Romney. That would be Santorum supporters, Bachman supporters, Gingrich supporters, Ron Paul supporters. They will suddenly realize that they are free to vote their conscience, and that will probably trigger an entry back in from some of these other candidates like Gingrich and even Sarah Palin, who knows. And so we want to have that. We want to have a real debate and a real discussion at this convention, because the delegates are not legally bound. They just aren't, because federal law trumps all of these state laws and party rules. And this is the best chance we have right now, Stan, to get the nomination for Ron Paul. We're at a major crisis in this country right now. Mitt Romney will just be worse than Barack Obama, because he will neutralize the Republicans, because too many Republicans are faked out because of their belief that the Republican Party truly in its heart represents limited government and a non-interventionist foreign policy, and we've seen that's not the case. So this is really the tip of the spear. There is no other plan to get Ron Paul the nomination at this point. The Ron Paul campaign has raised the white flag, and they're doing all they can to take the wind out of the sails of the grassroots. And so we have basically, through an ancillary group, which I'm on the executive committee of, we have declared our independence of the leadership of the Ron Paul campaign. We've declared in the name of the grassroots a righteous mutiny, and that we're in it to win. We're not in it to give up.
And if you go up on the Internet, Google in Ron Paul campaign infiltrated, you'll find remarks from several sources about the infiltration of Ron Paul's political campaign. But, of course, you'd expect that to happen. The enemy doesn't want representative government. They don't want the American people to select the president. They want him selected by the people who select the Democrat nominee as well. Check it. Actually, you'll find several articles up there by Wade Madsen and others about infiltration of the Ron Paul campaign. The last thing they want is his choice in Tampa in August. If you have a question, give us a call, 877-254-7544.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood, because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function. It boosts your immune system and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or BioSuperfood at Hotmail.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way. The only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network podcast this morning. Porter Davis, if you're out there in the listening audience, have a question, 877-254-7524. But you must understand, it is not suddenly the Republican National Committee that picks the presidential nominee. It is the delegates to the convention that's going to be held in Tampa in August. And, of course, the last thing they want is for those delegates to be able to vote for any candidate that they believe in. But that was the whole original concept of America. We were never to be a democracy. You read the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, Federalist Papers, the constitutions of all 50 states. What does it say? America is a republic. In fact, in the 10th of the Federalist Papers, why you'll find the notation from James Madison. Democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are air incompatible with personal security and private property, and are usually as shorten their lives as they are violent in their deaths. What did Plato say in the Republic? Democracies always lead to despotism, and that is why the people who control our educational system and our media and our political parties want America to be a democracy, because they always end in despotism. Well, we have a chance. You have a chance, ladies and gentlemen. If the lawyers for Ron Paul is successful, to have at least a delegation of people going to the convention in November who will have the right to vote for their conscience and vote for America rather than vote for Socialist Party B. So basically, how can people get in touch with lawyers for Ron Paul? How can they get to their local delegates who are going to the convention and get them to join the suit?
Well, the best way to contact us about the suit is we have a website. It's called electionfraudremedy.com.
Electionfraudremedies.com.
Remedy singular.
Electionfraudremedy.com.
Yes, and when we urge anybody to, we need help getting delegates. We really do. If you know any national delegates, get them to go there and sign up. We have yet to hear of a state that has not experienced election fraud with all kinds of hijinks and dirty tricks by the GOP and the Romney campaign. We have evidence that the Romney campaign has been sending squadrons of goons around each convention and disrupting. We have video on certain ones that we've seen in various conventions that are on the Romney payroll. We have seen people showing up doing that. We've had instances where people have had broken fingers in Louisiana by these thugs and goons. And so everybody's experienced this kind of election fraud that disenfranchises us all. So we need particularly national delegates right now, because we need to protect them on the floor. Because when a person becomes a plaintiff to this lawsuit, they get litigation privileges that give them extra protections federally from any further kind of coercion, intimidation, or threats. And that's what the federal law covers, is intimidation, coercion, or threats. And that would include fraudulent activities also. And like, we have one of the delegates in Massachusetts that got stripped of their delegation status 2 or 3 days ago, but they're already plaintiffs. So we're going after the Massachusetts Republican Party based upon what happened to that delegate. But we need to get them in there, because anybody who has some kind of an idea that the Republican Party is going to turn around and suddenly be nice and allow delegates to vote their own conscience as they have a right to do is just naive. We had someone in our delegation in Oklahoma last time and 4 years ago in Minneapolis who was actually not bound, and we didn't understand these issues back then, but he actually, according to the party rules, was able to vote for Ron Paul. And when we took our delegation poll, he cast his vote for Ron Paul. But when the delegation chairman announced the vote and they let Senator Jim Inhofe announce the vote, they fraudulently announced that Oklahoma was unanimous for John McCain. This is our U.S. Senator, Jim Inhofe, that fraudulently announced that. And that person who cast that vote quit the party in disgust after that and has not been active since then. And this kind of disenfranchisement is what this lawsuit's all about. It's a violation of our civil voting rights. And we need to get very serious about this. So we need plenty of more delegates and plaintiffs. And it's very easy. What you do is go to the electionfraudremedy.com website and sign up to join that. Answer the questions there. And then once you get inside, we have very clear instructions on how to file your testimony and to become a plaintiff or a witness. We really prefer people to be plaintiffs on this. And then you can go to your own state forum. Each state has a forum, and you can see what other states have done. Right now, I think Arizona might be in first place, and Oklahoma's in second place with the number of plaintiffs. But we have some states that don't have any yet, even though they experienced election fraud there, because we have no way to get hold of the we don't have a list of the delegates, so we're finding them. People are finding them, giving them to us, but we really need the help of your listeners. This is a time where we're not just here to inform you and tell you the scary facts and all of these things. We really need people to help us right now to get plaintiffs on this lawsuit, because this is the tip of the spear right now of the liberty movement and the only feasible way we have to get Ron Paul the nomination. This is a rescue operation, because the Ron Paul campaign has raised the white flag, and we have every indication that Jesse Benton is in fact working for the Romney campaign or other elements associated with that because of the actions he's done. And I've been onto this stand since March, and every day now, it seems, since we've been talking about this, I find more people coming forth and giving me instances of things the campaign has done that have left golden opportunities to speak to the grassroots, to organize, to get success in the states. They have just left these opportunities not taken care of, and they have done other things to actively sabotage and obstruct the success in the campaign.
Talking about people in the Ron Paul campaign.
In the Ron Paul campaign leadership. This is a common tactic throughout the world for intelligence agencies and their associates to infiltrate liberation movements. We take it for granted. We've seen that all over the world. And if we don't think that these same people, these same reptilian-type minds, these psychopaths, these sociopaths that run the corporate government structure, this fascist system we're living in, if we think that these people are not going to infiltrate a liberation movement, which is the liberty movement in the United States, you know, we're living in la-la land. You know, the campaign manager 4 years ago when Ron Paul finally quit, he went to work for the Giuliani campaign and then showed up working for the Republican National Committee in Minneapolis, and he was one of the spies that stood there and watched the Oklahoma delegation for at least two nights in a row with two other people from behind. On that floor, it's like living in a maximum security prison. If you were a Ron Paul delegate, there was no freedom of political speech. We were followed everywhere. We were watched. We were searched. On the last night, I was with an alternate, sitting in the alternate section. I was a delegate, but she pulled out a sign that said legalize freedom, and within 1 minute, we had two security guards there that cleared out three rows and searched everybody until they found that sign. So we're playing with the bad guys here, and we need to be very serious about this. And I know it's tough for some people to grasp that the Ron Paul campaign has been compromised. And it's not Ron Paul. It's not Ron Paul that has done it. We think he's just totally insulated from this, and he has made he seems to make some bad personnel decisions. And Jesse Benton, who's the campaign manager, married Ron Paul's granddaughter. So he's in a very tricky predicament right here. And we just don't, we love Ron Paul. We want to get Ron Paul elected president. We want to help him get good staff. It's his campaign management that we have our beef with. And we just have no doubt that his campaign has been compromised.
And I think that, how many people do you have on your executive committee?
We have 15 or 20 right now that
okay,
they're on
don't,
the executive
don't, don't
committee.
Don't enlarge it. If you enlarge it, every time you take somebody on, you take a chance of bringing an infiltrator. I hope you're not infiltrated now.
No, we are not enlarging it, and we're very careful about the process we have and the people we have, and we have enough people on there to try to get the job done that we have. We have the legal team is one aspect of it, and I'm not on the legal team, and then they really call many of the shots, but then the executive committee is working on this righteous mutiny against the Ron Paul campaign leadership. And we issued a press release 2 weeks ago when it became very clear that people high up in the Ron Paul campaign, when asked to comment about this lawsuit, were using talking points from the Republican National Committee. And that's when we finally threw down the gauntlet and we said, basically, we're taking over the Ron Paul campaign from the campaign leadership. And those terms, taking over, caused a little bit of stir, you can imagine, with a bunch of liberty-minded people. But all that means, Stan, by taking it over, is we've just declared our independence for the grassroots, and we've declared for a national level that if we're going to get Ron Paul the nomination, we have to do exactly what we did at every state. At the state level, we've had all these successes in the conventions and the caucuses. In state after state, it has been in spite of the national campaign and not because of it. In Oklahoma, we had to fight the national campaign every step of the way. They appointed a national coordinator in January, and he set up a parallel organization that gave no support to the indigenous grassroots that had been there for 5 years and created havoc. If this guy was an intentional saboteur, he could not have caused more damage to the Ron Paul campaign in Oklahoma. And that's when it dawned on me, when I put it all together about mid-March, and I realized, oh my gosh, these guys are not in it to win. And I'd been giving them the benefit of the doubt when Ron Paul got cheated in the debates. You know, if I was running those campaigns after the first debate, I would have been out there and said, look, you gave Mitt Romney 9 minutes and there are 8 candidates, and you gave Ron Paul 77 seconds. This is not right. We can't afford to let the media determine this, who wins this election. But they didn't say anything. Of course, we who were getting our news off the Internet, we were talking about it a lot, but the vast majority of Americans do not get their news off the Internet still, and if they do, a lot of them still go to mainline sources like the Wall Street Journal and CBS and Yahoo and things like that. So they should have been right out of the gate after every debate with an analysis of how many seconds each person got, which questions they were asked and which ones they weren't asked and all of those things. They should have made an issue of the press coverage where Ron Paul was either an idiot or he was a flake or he was invisible or the big one was, well, Ron Paul can't get the nomination because he's unelectable. It was a, they got millions and millions and millions of dollars to through the mainstream media to brainwash and program the general public. But the campaign said nothing about that. In Iowa, the very first caucus, they got a call from an anonymous or Occupy Wall Street or one of these groups. Supposedly they got a threat that they were going to disrupt the counting of the ballots. So they took the ballots off site to a secret location. Ron Paul campaign said nothing. And this lawsuit, Stan, and these laws were offered by Richard Gilbert to the Ron Paul campaign as early as November of last year, and they showed no interest whatsoever. None whatsoever. And we're even hearing now that, I just heard this on a conference call last night, that the Oregon delegation, they just got a number of Ron Paul people in as delegates in Oregon. They've already been having conference calls with the national Ron Paul campaign, and the Paul campaign is urging them not to join this lawsuit. And this is insane. These guys are not in it to win. They are traitors to the liberty movement. They are saboteurs. And we need to take this campaign back and just cut loose the umbilical cord from the liberty movement, and we need to join this lawsuit and realize if it's going to happen, it's up to the grassroots again.
And if you do care about liberty, ladies and gentlemen, do you care about the fact that they have sent our boys off to fight and die in no-win wars? Do you care about the fact that they lied to us about the Gulf of Tonkin incident? They lied to us to get us into the war with Kuwait. They lied to us about the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Do you really care that they're going to destroy this nation? Well, if you don't care, just do what you're doing.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you have a question or comment, our guest this morning, Porter Davis, a member of the Executive Committee of Lawyers for Ron Paul. What are you willing to do out there, ladies and gentlemen? Porter, I understand you're going to have a major demonstration there at the convention in Tampa. What's this all about?
Well, I'm not sure exactly what you're meaning by a major demonstration.
Well, they were trying to get people to come to the convention just to demonstrate their support for Ron Paul. Is that true?
There are at least two events that are taking place, three-day events, that are going to... One is the Paul Fest, and the other one, I think, is called the Freedom Festival. And those are for the 3 days before the convention. Those will be on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 24th, 25th, and 26th. Then Jesse Benton of the campaign has actually announced they're going to run even as a third event, which is totally insane and representative of how much disdain they have for the grassroots. They've talked about having their own event for Ron Paul, and this is after the other two events have been announced, and that would be on Sunday, running opposite two other events that patriots who are already doing, risking their money in an entrepreneurial venture, you know, they don't get these fairgrounds and things for free, so they're talking about having that. And I know that the veterans for Ron Paul are planning on having a demonstration and a march to the convention center. So we have those things happening. And speaking of, you know, I immediately thought of how we saw a video last month, how NATO forces, Dan, you may or may not have seen that, but special operations forces from NATO, which is superseding now the United States, were holding drills in Tampa on a simulated hostage situation during the convention, and supposedly the mayor had been taken hostage, and so they basically already threatened us by showing that they will bring in not U.S. forces but NATO forces if there are any disruptions in Tampa to control the crowds there. So I mean, it's just outrageous what's happening. We are so on the verge of losing our country. You know, right now we have the federal government's building these FEMA concentration camps all over the country, and many are in construction right now, and they have passed these laws from the NDAA and others where they can come in and accuse you and me or anybody else of being a terrorist, put a black bag over our face and whisk us off with no rights to representation and throw us to rot in prison or even kill us. You know, Obama has his terrorist list where he decides every day who he's going to kill. You know, he's acting like an out-of-control emperor right now, and the military is going along with him. He's become a neoconservative, basically. He's at least as militaristic as George Bush was, if not more so, not George Romney. Mitt Romney has shown that he supports every one of those regulations, those laws, those executive orders that violate our civil rights, as well as these FEMA concentration camps. So this is serious business, folks. If anybody out there has been waiting for a sign to finally start getting active when things got bad enough and they weren't going to take care of things themselves, folks, this is your sign. This is your wake-up call. You know, we are on the verge of losing what little bit of freedom we have left. And right now, I and many other people are exercising our freedom of speech that we still have to speak out against this and try to rally the people to save this country.
Amen. I think that these demonstrations that they're going to have there in Tampa are vitally important. We need a massive turnout in support of Ron Paul. We need people to get to the delegates from your state, and of course this program being heard in Wyoming and in Colorado. If you know any of the delegates who are going to the convention, get in touch with this group. And get the information, get them to support this lawsuit. This is vitally important. This is going to get the conspiracy of silence. The media is controlled in America, ladies and gentlemen. The military is controlled. The banking system, our corporations, our educational system, the leaderships of both political parties, our churches. I I mean, everything is controlled. Our conservative and liberal organizations are infiltrated, as are our churches. And if you don't care about freedom, well, you will when it's been lost. And believe me, we're right on the very verge of this thing happening. And the media is controlled largely by six major corporations, as are is our banking system. Over 8,000 banks, but six major banks control 70% of the banking assets of this nation. So understand that it's all slam dunk. They have their people in Ron Paul's campaign, as they have, and they actually they determine who our candidates are. You remember when George Wallace ran for president, and he said there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats, and what happened? They had him shot. Bobby Kennedy was going to get the nomination in 1968, and they had him killed. And Saran didn't shoot him. Saran was 3 feet in front of Bobby Kennedy, and Bobby Kennedy, according to the pathologist, was shot from behind, from about 2 inches behind. But you're never going to hear about this sort of thing. What happened to Ross Perot when he ran for president? Why, there was a contract put out to kill him and his wife when he said he was dropping out because of that. He was ridiculed by Rush Limbaugh, I'll never forget, who ridiculed Ross Perot. I interviewed the assassin. I interviewed Chip Tatum, who had the contract to kill Ross Perot and his family. This is the reality of where we are today. I'm not talking about something imaginary. I'm talking about something real, which I've lived through. And you better understand what's going on. You can hear my interview with Chip Tatum in our four CD set called Deadly Assassins. Are you going to get in and help? Are you going to get your delegates and get them to join this lawsuit? Because it's not getting much in the way of play in the media. Of course it's not going to, because the media is controlled. But are you concerned? Our number is 877-254-7524. Our guest is Cynthia Porter Davis, who's on the executive committee. And I will tell you that my friend Joyce Riley is on there, on the committee. And she's a wonderful, wonderful lady. I'm so glad that she's there. But she told me she spent 20 hours last weekend, 20 hours over the weekend, on conference calls with the other members of the executive committee, working for your freedom. What, ladies and gentlemen, are you willing to do for your freedom to preserve it? Because if you're not involved, why, then you're part of the problem. Well, certainly, what sort of response are you getting, as the executive committee getting, to their lawsuit?
Well, predictably, we're finding all kinds of disinformation coming out about it. You know, we have found a number of, many people just said, hey, let's go for it, let's do it. But on Facebook groups, on forums like the Daily Poll and others, you know, I counted at least five different trolls on one thread the other day that were attacking the lawsuit. We have disinformation coming out, and I think a lot of people in our movement are naive about the extent of disinformation we have to fight.
Hold that thought. We'll be back. Our number 877-254-7524.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, versus Porter Davis from Lawyers for Ron Paul. Lawyers for Ron Paul. And certainly this organization everything is being done to sabotage it from the Ron Paul campaign, because Ron Paul's campaign is, in my estimation, been infiltrated. And there's so much evidence of this. But, of course, wouldn't you anticipate this is what the enemy would do? Now, there's also been so much evidence that the votes across America in the primaries were, because they were selecting, people were voting for the choice for the Republican nominee for president, that a lot of those elections were rigged. Have you heard any stories about voter fraud in the primary campaigns, Porter?
Well, I've heard all kinds of anecdotal stories, Stan. I've heard so many. I was thinking this morning I should start writing them down and make a list of them. I was hearing about, I think in Arizona, it's pretty apparent we had some election machines that were programmed to take votes for Ron Paul and give them to Romney. I just can't remember the specifics of them. I remember that at least through Super Tuesday, when I went through this great period of disillusionment, when I realized that the Paul campaign wasn't in it to win, that there was not one caucus or primary up to that point that had not had anecdotal evidence of election fraud. I do remember that, but I just don't remember the specifics of each one right now. At the time, I didn't have a reason to start writing them down. I wish I had. I wish I had them right at my fingertips to give you these stories right now. But we do have stories in state after state after state after state where we've had conventions that the Republican Party in these states, in conjunction with the our Mitt Romney campaign, has done all kinds of dirty tricks and hijinks to disenfranchise us. In Oklahoma, we had a number of those things happen where, they just violated rules. I mean, just to vote on a slate that the Central Committee of the Oklahoma Republican Party put up, it said we were supposed to have a vote by ballot, and they did a voice vote for that. And we had many people. I couldn't see it because I was in front, but we had people near the back of the convention hall that saw in a section where there were many guests that were observing. They were voting with the establishment on voice votes, and it was clearly should have been visible to the state chairman and to the chairman of the convention what was happening, but they didn't bat an eye. And so we just have numerous instances, and election fraud, I don't want to narrow it just to primaries, but the whole convention process that goes to nominating a candidate for the vice president comes under the purview of federal election law. So that means even your county convention where you live, if the party cheated, and again, we have massive evidence all over the country where they cheated in all kinds of different ways, all of that falls under the federal law, and that's why we're asking delegates at all levels to become plaintiffs in this lawsuit. This lawsuit, becoming a plaintiff, is, without overstating it, but for today, in many ways is analogous to signing the Declaration of Independence. This is standing up and saying, we have been cheated, here's the evidence, and we're willing to put our names on the line. And there are people out there, understandably, who are afraid to do this. Now, you put your name on the line, and all of a sudden, you're standing up, and you're a nail that's standing higher than others. I mean, that's what I'm doing right now. That's what you and I are doing. We are standing up higher than other people. Does that increase the risk against my life and my family? You bet it does. These people are, you know, these people are killers. These are people we're playing against are killers. You know, I shouldn't even be saying playing. We're fighting against these people. But, you know, if we don't stand up for our country now, it's going to be lost forever. There's going to be no time down the road where we're going to have a better time than today to regain our freedom and liberty. Once these concentration camps that FEMA has go into play and they start routinely, they're going to start, first of all, with false flag people that they've set up with bombs and whatnot, you know, and then they're going to set people up. And they're going to condition people to getting black bagged and running off to these camps. They might even use national disasters. But once this happens, then we're in a whole different ball game. And they, you know, they're not sending thousands and thousands of high-tech weapons to the Department of Homeland Security to fight Al-Qaeda. They're sending that to control the population because they know that this economy is collapsing. They are collapsing it on purpose. And then when riots start, when disruption happens, and when they even start the violence themselves, they're going to crack down with martial law. We've already seen these foreign troop drills with NATO troops. I've heard reports of thousands and thousands of Russian troops training on American soil. And so we're going to have a big problem. You know, so in a very real way, we're already past the point of no return. We just have to stand up now because tomorrow will be less opportune for us than today is. The day after tomorrow is even going to be worse. So anybody that's not actively doing something right now, and just listening to you and me on the radio is not actively doing diddly squat unless you're out doing something to help turn things around. If you're a delegate to any of your state, county, or district conventions, if you're a national delegate and you haven't signed on this lawsuit, then you better figure out why. And I mean, I hate to lay this on the line like this, folks, but this is the time. These are the times that try men's souls. This is a time analogous to 1775, 1776, when the true patriots had better stand up and be counted. Because if you're not doing that, you are part of the problem. If you're not part of the solution, you are part of the problem.
And liberty once lost will never be regained, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty once lost will never be regained, and you'll spend your twilight years telling your children and your children's children what it was like to live in America when men were free. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to lose this country. We're dealing with people who hate freedom, and they've infiltrated all of our basic institutions. Our guest this morning has been Porter Davis from the Lawyers for Ron Paul, the most important organization in America today. And you need to be helping them. You need to be getting this information out. And remember what happened to George Wallace and to Bobby Kennedy and Ross Perot. And you think we have a free electoral system? Why? God bless you, Porter. We'll talk to you this evening.
Thank you, Stan. Bye-bye.
Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone into the world. By this you will know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Yeshua, Jesus, has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have already heard was coming and is now already in the world. 1 John 4:1.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I'm just back here at American Freedom Network, and we do hope that you've enjoyed the program, that you will get involved, because we are in a crisis situation. Who is on the other side? Well, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the forbidden secrets, my talk on the dark secret. They're available on DVD. There's syllabuses that come with that. You can get them with the syllabus or without the syllabus, but we recommend you get the information, help us get it out. We have a new DVD. It's called The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy. Somebody else picked the article and made the DVD for us and talked. I'd given in Denver a year ago, and so we just taken that and put that into a DVD. Incidentally, I will be speaking in Denver on the 15th of September. If you want to know about that talk, why, you call our 800 number and get details. This is a new talk I'll be giving in Denver, and where they're going to give me time. The last talk I had 45 minutes. This one, they promised me an hour and a half. My telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You want to get our recent talk on population control, the covert agenda. And basically, they're killing off other people in Europe. Today, reproduction, fertility rates in Italy and Spain, 1.2 children per family. Takes 2.1 children per family to reproduce a population. They know what they're doing. How are they doing it? Why, they're poisoning the people. They're poisoning them with the aluminum they're putting in the air, with the fluoride they're putting in the water, or with the aspartame they're putting into our food, and the bisphenol and the plastics and the chemicals in our cosmetics and coloring and with the pesticides. But certainly that all gets into the information we put out. But metals in the vaccines, the aluminum, the mercury that they're putting into our vaccines. And then they tell us, oh, we want to help the children. No, they want to sterilize the children, cut down their the fertility rates. They know exactly what they're doing. But, of course, the average individual doesn't understand. The major thrust of American foreign policy is population control throughout the world, and we've already killed and financed the killing or preventing the birth of billions, that is, billions of people through financing the one-child policy in China and in India and throughout the world. But the average American has no glimpse of what's going on. That's my talk on population control. The covert agenda is so vitally important. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help Radio Liberty maintain our network of stations across America, where at least for some time every week people are hearing the truth, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Listen to our program, support Radio Liberty, encourage others to listen. And there is a growing audience out there. And believe me, we have an opportunity to upset the other side, Ron Paul could still get the nomination if there were enough people who care, if the delegates were allowed to vote their conscience. But you see, they're violating the laws to keep them from voting their conscience. And the last thing they wanted the American people to know that they killed presidential candidates. George Wallace, Bobby Kennedy. They were trying to kill Ross Perot. Eventually, he got an offer he couldn't choose. Please, on politics. Till tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, The feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense,